100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, here we go, everyone. It's a bit of a rainy old day out there.
What a hump day.
Yeah.
What a hump day.
Around the team, how's our vibe with rain? You get home from work today and it's still pouring. Imagine that situation. Ari, you first.
Well, I didn't go to the gym yesterday. I was famously too tired and lazy because of all the rain. So today I'm actually going to do something about it. I'm going to go to the gym and just kind of hide out there.
Oh, nice. That's a good plan. What about you, Scott?
Yesterday I was determined. I was going to strap the joggers on and go for a 10K trot. I've never done it before. I have never done it in my 29 years of living. Yesterday was the day and then it rained. So I decided I wasn't going to do it, so I put it off till today. If it's still raining, well, two times does look like I'm never have to do it again.
Oh, well, that's a good way to live.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, the rain's meant to stick around for the rest of the week, so.
It looks like I don't have to do it this week.
No, Thursday it's off. Thursday it's off.
Well,
it's
there
sunny.
You go. Mm-hmm.
So are you going to do it Thursday?
We'll see. If there's any puddles on the ground, if there is the slightest risk that I might trip and sprain my ankle, I don't reckon it's worth it.
And it's a good, I guess, message in life. If you do something twice and it doesn't work out, never try that thing again. That's a good message from Scott.
Yeah,
you tried your best and you failed miserably. The lesson is, never try.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? And that's a great way of thinking about life. It's a good positive attitude.
It's a Homer Simpson quote through and through. There is a Simpsons quote for every occasion.
Oh, happy hump day, everyone. Okay.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
To Hubro Cafe, which is along kind of the end of Derby Street Way near Bar Beach yesterday afternoon after the show.
Nice.
For a nice coffee and whatnot with my friend Will.
What's the atmosphere there like?
You know what? It's quite a small place.
Right.
It's not as big as what I thought it was. Very clean. Just a very relaxed vibe.
Cool.
Yeah.
Chilled out. Right.
Yeah. There's about two workers at one time, I think.
That's not many. For a cafe.
Yeah, two or three, perhaps. Yeah. Mm. They were really lovely girls in there. What they do have, though, they're very famous for their toasties in there as well.
Right.
Hubro. And I went to go order the coffees, and I'm like, I should really get a toastie. Like, I'm really hungry, but I thought, no, it's all good. I'll get one another day. But at least 90% of the clientele that came in just came for a toastie.
You were yesterday pontificating about how you were going to buy, I'm going to get these toasties.
You were hanging for a toastie.
Yeah, I was.
What stopped you? Why did you not achieve your dreams yesterday?
I had food at home.
Oh, no, you can't. Now that you're an adult with your own adult money, the whole thing of we have food at home, we have McDonald's at home, doesn't count. You can't use that excuse on yourself.
Anyway, all you could smell was the wonderful toasties. And they had like a whole cabinet full of them ready to go, like just the fresh sandwiches ready to toast.
Why didn't you have one? It's made me sad now.
Doesn't matter.
A little bit.
What does matter is the fact that I highly recommend. I had a dirty chai latte.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Will had a mocha. Oh my God, they were beautiful.
Dirty chai. I haven't had one in a long time.
Oh, treat yourself.
Place that's famous for its toasties goes there, doesn't order a toastie. What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, I'm outraged.
You know what? You should go back today and have one.
I should.
You should.
Maybe I should have two. Just make up for it.
You deserve it, Ari.
Okay.
A person who is achieving daily greatness, you deserve a toastie. Do not let the it's at home stuff get to you again, all right?
All right, sold, Karibo, sold.
Don't let the block of cheese at home psych you out. Oh, right?
Shoving grated cheese in the mouth is not the same as having a toastie.
That is
having
so true. Never been wiser words said on this show.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Jackie, good morning. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
We're just having some great perfume chat behind the scenes there.
We were, yes.
Now, what is the name of this scent that you are rocking so well today?
Now, forgive me if I say the brand wrong. I think it's Sol Janeiro or De Janeiro, something like that.
Interesting.
And the scent is like a caramelly vanilla scent.
Ready for dessert sort of situation.
Yeah.
Do you ever tempted to put some on ice cream, like a little ice magic situation.
I was going to say, she smells like a cake.
Well, yeah. That's all right. That's a good way to start the day. Do you remember what you got? Is this like a Chemist Warehouse type situation or?
This is, I got it from Mecca personally, but they have it in heaps of different places.
Right. Good to know.
Fabulous.
There we go. Kicking things off with
what's happening with Bonza, Jackie?
Yeah, so it's been in the news quite recently, Bonza, and how they had a lot of their flights delayed and they went into voluntary administration in April. So the airline's finally come to a decision on what is going to happen. So they've...
I feel like we need a drum roll.
Yeah, drum roll.
Damn it, I don't have that ready. I'm sorry, guys, I've let you down.
So a meeting yesterday with administration, Chadwick Hall, bring the matter to a head with creditors voting to liquidate the company after no offers were received to buy it.
Well, you know what? That doesn't surprise me. Because if you're thinking, even if you were thinking, oh, I'd love to have an airline, you're not going to buy that brand because it's got such a, you know, a stink attached to it.
Yeah, and it's actually, I believe, a fairly new airline in Australia as well.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. It only just started a little while ago.
A year and a bit ago.
Yeah, and already failed, so no one, it's not surprising. Just sell off all the bits and bobs, all the office chairs and, you know, cleaning supplies. That's the only things left, I think. The planes are all gone.
If you have a couple of million kind of sitting around and you want your own private jet like a Kardashian or a Jenner, now's your time to, like, take and buy one of those planes.
Well, they didn't even own them. They're all leased. They're all like...
Buy them out then.
Well, yeah, I don't know. You got to find out who was leasing them. But it's like that, you see someone down your street, you go, well, they've got a fancy car. Usually that's just leased.
Yeah,
and that's what it was.
Yeah.
They didn't even own it.
Nah, just make them an offer, your camera fuse.
That's the Gaddy way.
It is the mafia from The Godfather.
Oh, do I need to fire up this? The Italian music? No, okay, sorry. All right, we've got more news.
This is more serious. Can we have a serious chat about this, Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
We've got a new player on the Jets side.
Yeah, so I feel like there's been a heap of new signings out recently, and the Newcastle Jets have borrowed from Sydney FC. Sorry.
That's all right. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, Matthew Scarsella.
What a name.
Mm. Did they Matthew Scar buy him or Matthew Scarsella?
I think he's a midfielder. Is he a midfielder? Or a defensive player?
Oh, yeah. I'm actually...
He's a player of some sort.
He's a player of some sort.
He plays on the field.
That's it. he's obviously very good. That's why we've got him. But you say borrowed,
On loan.
Yes, see, this is
on
cool.
On loan. And he's actually quite young. He's only 20 years old.
Wow.
Young buck.
To be
fresh
achieving...
Fresh meat for the team. Fresh meat for the team.
Crevo and I just looked at each other.
We're just going to leave it right there, right, Jackie? This is supposed to be a classy segment.
New FM. The Novos.
And smartphones, they're really destroying the travel experience, aren't they?
What do you mean?
They've got to be... obviously they're useful in everything that they can do and navigating and stuff, but the idea of getting the perfect photo, it's ruining the tourist experience, particularly for these two couples who were climbing Mount Everest really recently in the end of June. Oh, sorry, the end of June. They got into a fight over the best spot to take a photo.
Oh, come on now.
The selfie spot led to a couple of fisticuffs, the left, right, good night, and the photo's been captured and video of it has been posted online. And let me tell you, it's scruffy. Nobody has any idea how to throw a punch.
So, you know... Okay. All right.
Rocky?
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take that. They wouldn't know. They're like resting on the ground. It's kind of like the footballers where they grab each other by the shirt scruffs because they know the moment they throw a punch, it's 10 in the bin.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
So these guys are just grabbing each other, going for full bear hugs on the ground.
Cute.
And then out of nowhere, somebody comes in and does the old stomp with the foot. Bang. Like, it started happening.
No, that sounds more like WWE style. That does.
And here's the thing, I guess, as well. You say the smartphones are ruining
it.
I say if they weren't there, we wouldn't be able to see this footage.
Well, that's very true. It's a double-edged sword. Two sides
certainly
to everything.
Is.
But the idea that you'd get into a physical altercation with somebody over the best spot to take a photo is ludicrous, isn't it?
Yeah, and especially Mount Everest. I get it. There's a lot of tension. you know, there's so many people climb that thing now that it's like going to Disneyland, except cold and miserable.
Mm.
And I think that creates a lot of stress into itself. Plus, you know, you've probably paid a lot of money to be there. And
I mean,
you want some photos for the gram.
In all fairness, though, have you ever had someone try to ruin or not even purposely ruin your selfies? It is frustrating. It makes me angry.
I don't know if anybody purposely ruins it. When I was
the old rabbit ears or something.
When I was in Japan at the end of last year, I went and snuck into a whole heap of people's photos.
I love that.
I snuck into school group photos. And so they're all like, everybody gather around for the school excursion. Then there's me in the background.
Giving the old thumbs up.
Absolutely. I got in heaps of photos like that.
Oh, no, I'm never going anywhere with you, Scott.
I'll tell you, I will.
No.
Thank heavens, because I'm here to ruin photos.
Did you go to Everest last month?
That was me having a scrap on top of the mountain. That's me.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, a bit of a word of warning if you're driving to work and having a bite to eat this morning, because this lady went through one of those, like, mobile phone cameras. You know, the one that uses AI to catch people, basically.
Yeah, and they look like a big transformer.
Yeah, they're the ones. And she was, at the time she went through it, eating a piece of banana bread.
Oh, delicious. As if you're not eating in your car.
However, exactly. But the camera thought that that was a mobile phone because it was sort of square and flat, and she was holding it in her hand, and she got done. She got a $400-something fine.
Have you seen the outcome of this story?
No, what happened?
So she's a lawyer. So she sued and won. They said...
Excellent.
So she took them to court.
Nice.
Because she went to the government agency or the services, whatever they're called, and said... I was eating banana bread and they said, take it to court if you want to. And she's a lawyer and she went, okay, took it to court and won.
Well, with those sorts of things, often if you just self-represent, like it, say it's a traffic incident like that and it is, I guess, very clear, you often win.
Well, if you looked in the actual picture, you could see her phone. So she had her phone in her cradle, so it was an instant get-out-of-jail-free card that she... Well, I don't know whether she...
Evidence on evidence.
I'm assuming that she did
would
as
have.
A lawyer.
Yeah.
But that she's gone in there and said, there's my phone, there's enough reasonable doubt, or you can't prove the balance of probabilities, whatever it is.
She used the lawyer language.
Yeah, that isn't my phone. And she got off, and they had to pay her, I think it was in excess of $4,000.
Wow.
That's a win.
Mm,
and she... And she got tasty banana bread.
Of course.
Perfect.
So that is real winning.
New FM. Hey! We're
gonna wanna remember. The Novos. On this day.
Having a look back at the whys and wherefores for July the 3rd, back in history. It's all the months, the two J months. I always get them confused.
Yeah, right.
Always back to front. Either way, doesn't matter. Kicking things off with birthdays. Today is First Lady Jill Biden's birthday, 73 today. See, she's having a bit of a time recently, isn't she?
Oh, they're both old. Just let them retire.
That'd be an interesting party, wouldn't there? Is there a cake that comes out? Is there...
Yeah, oatmeal muffins and some weak tea, probably.
I don't think at the moment the Bidens are really celebrating anything.
Yeah.
I don't think. You see the footage of her complimenting President Joe Biden... after the debate the other day.
No.
It was like she was talking to a toddler. Oh. You did so well, Joe, didn't you? Yeah. It was actually quite concerning.
The whole
to look
thing
at.
Is.
But let's not go down the political road. Wimbledon has kick-started, and today is Rafael Nadal's birthday. He's 38 today. Happy birthday, and his first one as a free man in a very, very long time. Julian Assange is 53 today.
Oh, wow. That's a bit of fun.
Time for his birthday.
Mr. Do Your Own Stunts is 62 today. Tom Cruise. My folks are in their 60s. And I don't reckon they would be able to do the stunts that Tom Cruise does. No offense, Mum and Dad, not at all, but come on.
Around the team.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on Tom Cruise? Ari, you first.
I like a lot of movies that he's in. Don't think he would be the best person to hang out with. However, I respect the fact that he can fly a plane.
There we go. What about you, Scott? Are you a fan?
Where
do you sit on the Scientology situation?
Fan is a relative term, isn't it? No, I think that he's a good actor. Tom Cruise does is great at what he does.
Yeah.
But from what you see of him off the camera, you go, he's a bit of an odd one, a bit of an oddball. That one that stands out to me, remember that interview he did with Peter Overton back in the day?
No.
Where he was like, Peter, you're being rude. And I'm going to stop you right there. And the next time he came to Australia, he said, anyone's welcome except Peter Overton.
It's,
yeah, Tom Cruise has beef with Peter Overton. It's so funny.
Of all of the, you know, dynamic duos in history, those two you'd never predict.
No. Yeah, because he was out here for Top Gun Maverick. This is a number of years ago now. But specifically said, blacklisted on the guest list is Peter Overton.
Oh, damn.
It's just too
good. I'd wear
good,
that as a badge of honour.
You would, actually. Do you think Peter Overton cares?
No,
not in the slightest. It was on this day, July 3rd, back in 1886, Carl Benz publicly drove the first car, and it hit a top speed, a whopping 16 k's an hour.
Woo!
Do you reckon they went through the Macca's drive-through?
Probably.
100%.
Yeah, that's your first car, that's what you do, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the ye old tavern drive-through.
On their P-plates, straight for a Big Mac.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
That's it. That or the beach.
It was on this day back in 1971. Jim Morrison from The Doors unfortunately passed away. In 1985, Back to the Future was released. And what a movie.
Oh,
what a franchise. I recently sat down and watched all of them recently. In a weekend, I watched all three of them back to back. Great use of my time.
Yes,
great
absolutely.
Use of my time.
Never seen him.
That's actually concerning. You should watch Back to the Future.
Blasphemy.
It's very, very good.
It's such an old movie. Who cares?
Yeah, but it still holds up. And even watching it, because it's back. If everyone that's seen Back to the Future knows what it's about, but because they obviously go into the future and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, spoiler alert!
Yeah, but they go into 2015. And so you now look at it from a society that's past 2015 and gone, how right / wrong were they? It's very, very clever.
Mm.
Like, really, really well done. Wrapping things up, today is National Compliment Your Mirror Day. So it's all about positive affirmations, looking at yourself and saying you're the hottest piece of thing to walk the earth.
You do that every day, Scott.
It's my stock standard material from me.
Yeah. Well, also, weird name for it, too.
Compliment your mirror day. Yeah. It's better than saying you look great day.
No, I was thinking like, oh, hello, mirror. You're looking fantastic.
No smears.
Yeah, very. What a great frame you've got on you.
It's when the mirror starts talking back to you.
That's it.
That's the problem.
Certainly is.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Something a little bit more interesting to make your day. Here we go. An exposing story has made a bit of a resurgence, and it made me think, WWKD. What would Crevo do?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting and classic terminology that a lot of people, you know, do and say.
That's right, especially myself and Scott. So diners at a pub have been left speechless when a naked couple, which they also call themselves naturists,
I guess.
Yeah, let's go with that. They walked into this bar over in the UK and ordered a meal in front of what you would term concerned families. So they're stark naked, because that's their lifestyle, they're nudists, naturists, whatever. So they walked into this place and they wanted to enjoy their dinner, sit down and just be like everyone else. However, people around them were horrified, going, put your stuff away.
Not about it.
No, I mean, that's a bit confronting, like a pair of naked people just walk in willy-nilly, literally, and just, you know,
all right,
want
sir.
To expose themselves.
Sir, what's your order? Bangers and mash.
Clearly. Some sausages in there. So owners of the pub actually defended their decision to serve the two friends. So they were happy to be, what's that word that I used the other day, Crevo?
Oh, I can't remember. Friendly?
Yeah, well, they wanted to include them. They didn't want to be discriminatory, nothing. They just said, okay, well, let's just serve these two people. They're not doing any harm. They just want to come in for a feed, of course. But this resulted in the rest of the patrons getting up and leaving and then posting bad reviews on Yelp.
That's pretty sad, isn't it?
Everyone else in the pub's gone, we're out, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. What is interesting, though, is that it isn't an offence itself to be naked in public in either England and Wales unless it can be proven that a person took their clothes off just to upset or shock other people. So technically, this is still legal.
So they're not broken the law.
No, they're fine.
That adds an interesting element to it.
So my question here for you, Crevo, you're a business owner.
I am.
If two friends who were nudists, because that's their lifestyle and that's okay, walked into your establishment, What would you do? Would you serve them, or would you politely ask them to leave, or would you call the cops? Because it is, because it isn't legal here. It is legal over in the UK.
Right.
So Crevo's joining them. How do I join this friendship?
Well, where's the cult?
He's taking his kid off in the shop. Clyde Street.
It'd be difficult. Yeah, it'd be an interesting situation because I'm guessing I'd also be nude, would I? No.
No,
that's not part of the hypothetical.
Please keep your clothes on.
If they walked into the shop, maybe I'd point them to the clothing section and try and sell them some pants.
Get out of the sale, yes.
We've got a little like rack of cool vintage pants and stuff.
Okay.
Over there, buy something. That way I make money and I stop two people from breaking the law.
Well, that's right. And it's winter, so stay warm.
Well, definitely. I think that's the most important thing.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
I'm not sure why I became nostalgic for this yesterday, but I feel like these days there are a lot less dipping-based lollies.
What does that mean?
Like a Whiz Fizz.
A Whiz Fizz, for example. Yeah. Do you remember there was another one called Double Dip as well?
Not that I know of.
It was like, it had a packet, like a Whiz Fizz sort of.
Yeah.
And then it had a line down the middle. Yep. And there were like two flavours.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? And you had like a... It looked a bit like a COVID stick, right, that you dipped in each side. And that was another lolly in itself that you could eat as well.
Not that I remember.
I just feel like in the 90s, there were a lot of dip-based lollies, and now it seems like they're not around anymore.
What's your favourite confectionery item that you're going to? If you're looking for the dip-based lolly but you can't find it, what are you grabbing instead?
As a backup?
Well, anything.
Well, at that time, the other good one was a push pop.
Oh, yes, the sherbet ones.
Yeah, you know the other good thing about a push pop is you could have some and then put it away for later.
Yeah.
Very few candies have that, like, ability.
Like, what are those brain lickers? Do you remember those?
No, what was that?
So it's basically just like this little plastic tube or whatever, and it just had like a liquid in it, like a flavoured liquid. It was either blue or pink or something, and they had like a rolly ball on top and you just licked it.
You mean like a glue
like a
stick
terrible idea.
Or something?
No, it's not a glue
or
stick.
Or a roll-on deodorant?
Yes, quite similar to roll-on deodorant that you can eat. I love those.
A roll-on deodorant you can eat is not a good marketing strategy.
Lollies in the 90s were just a weird place in confectionery history, I think. Yeah, it was definitely interesting.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And on 4974105, this is the question we're going to put to Newcastle this morning. What did you drop in the toilet? A classy show.
So always.
One of the most frustrating and yet disheartening things can be accidentally, like, ruining or losing your property. However, nothing takes the cake like dropping important items in the toilet. A new survey, this comes, shares that 1 in 5 Aussies have dropped their phone in the loo.
Oh,
1 in 5.
That seems like a lot.
That's too many. Now, if we further break it down, I'm going to give you some numbers here. 84% of Gen Zers take their phones to the dunny. Around 70% of millennials also do, compared to only 16% of boomers. That can end in disaster.
Around the team.
Yep.
Who's doing a bit of, like, TikTok on the toilet?
Oh, me.
Scott?
I was going to say Scott.
100%. I know. Wasting time. Wasting time.
What about you, Ari?
I've been known to do it once or twice.
Not only once or twice or ongoing?
A few times. Not ongoing, though. Just depends.
So it's ongoing.
It's ongoing.
It is. I reckon it is as well.
I'm still sometimes a lady. Leave me alone, Scott.
Well, when you forget it, is it? That's the only time. I am also the occasional TikTok watcher, or sometimes it's other apps.
Right, so Crevo is part of the 16% of boomers that take their phones to the toilet.
That's right, you know, and I'm a rare gem in and
you
amongst
are a
that.
Rare gem.
Yeah, I'll take that.
So aside from phones, what else you drop down the toilet?
Interesting question.
What have you lost, Crevo? Surely you've lost something over the journey.
I haven't actually dropped anything in the toilet.
Really?
Yeah, I've had some near misses with my phone where I've like... Say, for example, I've watched a bit of TikTok, you know, which is, once again, rare for a boomer to be on. And then I say, put my phone, like, in the pocket of my pants, and when you get up, it is the sliding action.
And you panic.
The panic is on another level, is all I'll say.
So if you do drop it in the toilet, here's the question. Do you put it in rice?
No, but, Apple have said don't put it in rice.
Really? And also, well, I don't know.
How do you...
Modern Samsung phones are waterproof, so it wouldn't matter.
Yeah, so the Apple phones. They got water resistance or whatever they're called. Yeah.
Oh, just so give it a rinse. Fine. Oh, okay.
And a rinse and a disinfectant, leave it out in the sun.
I would imagine.
You would hope so.
Is what I would think you might do.
Yeah.
Please be disinfecting your phones if you drop them in the dunny.
My God.
Please.
Have you dropped anything else in the toilet, Scott?
I've dropped sunglasses. I've dropped my sunnies once, fished them out. Yeah, not pleasant.
Did you rinse them, right?
Before of course you put them back I did. On. Of course yeah. I did. You get $15 sunnies. We're not letting them go to waste.
$15?
I wouldn't let them go.
Not at all. I almost lost my AirPods the other day. They were in my hoodie jumper pocket. Yeah.
Oh, that's
not in
dangerous.
Their cases because I just come back from a hot girl walk and just put them in my hoodie pocket and they almost fell out and your life flashes before your eyes, before you flush. It does.
I love that. You come back from like an exercise and you're just like, whoop, the bowels have started moving.
Ari. Have you dropped or lost anything in the toilet?
I've dropped a bracelet in the toilet once.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, not pleasant.
That is less than ideal.
I just flushed it.
Why, really?
Jeez. I'm not fishing that thing out. Absolutely not. It's a goner.
The plumbing bill would be awful. All right, so this is what we're after. 4967-4105. What have you dropped in the toilet? And, you know, what happened next, I guess?
Yeah, we want to know.
To Maryland first, James, morning. Good What'd morning. You drop in the dunny?
Good morning, guys. How you going?
Good.
So mine doesn't relate to, like, a mobile phone or anything like that.
That's okay.
So I wear contacts. Yeah. So I just got a new set of contacts, and I thought, oh, well and good. Yeah, this is great. Went to the toilet and... finished doing what I was doing, and I blinked, and both my contacts fell out.
Oh, that's rough. That's heavy.
And then you fished them out, obviously, and put them back in?
I couldn't fish them out. They're that little. So you can imagine.
Yeah,
so you got to get the colander out at that point.
Also hard to see without them. Yeah. So you're in all sorts of strife, I can only imagine.
Yeah, that's right. To Western now with Jake. Hey, Jake, what'd you drop in the toilet?
Hey, I was at work on a construction site, and as I... stood up and pulled my pants up in the portaloo, the wallet popped out of the back pocket and went straight down.
Oh.
So, what do you do in this situation, Jake?
Well, to paint the picture, it was a bit of a cheap and a nasty portaloo, so it didn't have, you know, the nice little courtesy flap to stop you from seeing everything that's in the tank.
Right, okay, continue.
It was gone, it was fully submerged in the lovely blue sludge. I went out to the car and found a couple of old shopping bags and, yes.
No, mate, at that point, you'd cancel the credit card. You just go, no, nope, sorry, Combank. This is the state of the nation. I need a new card.
it was a strong option, but I was sitting on empty on the fuel gauge, and I had to still get to work for the rest of the week. And this was back before tap and go on the phone.
You needed the money out of there. And are you a tradie then, Jake, is it?
Yeah, I was an apprentice at the time, yeah.
Oh, even worse. And you're
right. Try telling that to the boss.
A couple of cashies in there. You had a bit of money in the wallet. You don't want to lose that, right? I won't tell the ATO, don't worry.
Definitely needed that wallet back.
1053 UFM. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
There is no easier way to win this morning. We've got our family passes up for grabs to go check out the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest back for another year. Don't miss the Newcastle Winter Fun Fest July 5 to 21 at Nobby's Beach Reserve. Plus, you get some ride tokens as well just by playing Lowest Deluxe. Three items from the cheapest to the most expensive. They can be anything, but they aren't all to do with today's theme. What's the theme? Well, you'll find out shortly.
Oh, that's
a tease. 4967-4105. Get on the blower, play Lowest Deluxe, and a chance to win some freebies with us this morning.
Yeah, and the ride tokens as well, that makes it. Because you get the tickets in, that's one thing. But then the kids will be like, oh, come on. Come on, Daddy Scott, let me go on the ride.
Yeah, that's multiple the expensive times. Part as well. Yeah. Cost of living crisis not coming for you if you get free tickets.
All right, we'll take your calls next. 4967-4105. Get yourself out to the Winter Fun Fest for free. Mm-hmm. That's a better way to do things in life.
Head into the phones in Aberglass and Chloe. Good morning. You ready to play Lowest Deluxe?
Good morning. I'm going to give it my best shot.
Oh, Chloe, you'll be fine. You will be fine. Ooh. It's very, very easy. Three items, cheapest to the most expensive. There is a theme to today, Chloe. I'm going to ask you a stab in the dark. What's today's theme?
This is not... What do you mean? Of all things.
Of anything. What would be a good theme, Chloe?
I've got no idea.
Yeah,
well,
I'm with you.
I know you were thinking that today is International Air Conditioning Appreciation Day.
Oh, for goodness sake.
That's the theme of today.
What?
So it's all got to do...
Appreciating air conditioners.
Absolutely. Mate, they are a staple. They are a staple. So, Chloe, three things to know the prices of.
Scott, you're so quirky sometimes.
I got nothing to do with air conditioning as such, but do you ever have those moments, Chloe, where you're like, don't turn the air conditioner on, don't turn the heater on, you can wear a jumper, you can wear socks, you can do other things to stay warm instead of the aircon?
Absolutely not.
No, well, Chloe, three things that are going to keep you warm instead of the air conditioner. Cheapest to the most expensive.
Wow, this might be our most left of field lowest
air conditioning day
all time.
You got to appreciate it. You got to appreciate it. Kick things off, Chloe.
You guys
are ridiculous. No, you guys are ridiculous.
I appreciate you, air conditioner. Come here, I'll give you a high five.
Where would you be without... Both of you whinge constantly about the temperature in this studio.
Oh, we have fun.
Without air conditioning, we would be nowhere.
All right, Lois likes to reset. Three things, cheapest to most expensive. Take it away, Scott.
Chloe, we've got a woman's oversized hoodie from Kmart. Ever been told instead of turning the aircon on, just let the breeze in? Well, we've got a 1,030 by 1,190 black aluminium sliding window from Renovators Auctions. And a hot water bottle from Bed Bath & Table instead of using the aircon.
Wow.
Let's recap these three things. A hoodie from Kmart. A sliding window from Renovators Auctions or a hot water bottle. Chloe, what's the cheapest to what's the most expensive?
They're extremely strange things. I'm going to do my best shot.
You got this, Chloe. It's all right. We're all living in the fever dream together. Don't worry.
I'm going to hope that the hot water bottle is the cheapest.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go the hoodie.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go the window.
Wonderful.
All right.
So starting from the bottom, the cheapest.
How are you? Yeah.
She's locked in. A hot water bottle from Bed Bath & Table has come in at $12.50.
That seems like a reasonable price.
Yeah. A oversized hoodie from Kmart. Chloe, it's $18.
Well, this is looking good at this point.
Now, and on International Air Conditioning Appreciation Day, a black aluminium sliding window from Renovators Auctions sets you back $200. So you've done it. We got there in the end, Chloe.
Wow, good job. Now, Chloe, when you came on this morning, did you think any of that could happen?
No, I mean, I never normally listen to it all, so I was a bit worried because I have heard a few that are a bit tricky, so...
And this one probably was the trickiest.
Well done.
It's not the trickiest, it's the most cooked.
You have fought valiantly, and you have kept cool under pressure on International Air Conditioning
Appreciation Day.
Yeah, very good. And make sure you wish that to all your colleagues, all right, Chloe? You have a great day. And never forget what was perhaps the best ever Lois Lux of all time.
UFM. The Novos.
We've got quite the announcement that's going to blow your mind and your taste buds out of the water. Are you ready?
Hang on. Just give me a second.
Okay.
Now I'm ready. Yep.
Okay.
I just needed a second.
So KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, has opened a world first lodge in Australia.
Did someone say KFC? I don't care.
What a song to go with an ad, by the way. Oh.
Marketing at its finest. So KFC fans are in for a treat as the fast food outlet has opened up a pop-up lodge complete with all the fried chicken you could imagine.
So this is like a KFC hotel, essentially.
It's called the Colonel Lodge.
I like that.
So because obviously it's the chilly season right now, being July, the fast food outlet is bringing fans the ultimate Christmas in July experience with the world first holiday stay located in the Blue Mountains.
Oh, you know what? The Blue Mountains is perfect.
Great spot.
Because it's very scenic. You can imagine that like mountain lodge vibe happening. You know, log cabin, fire crackling in the corner.
Yep.
Big bucket of KFC in the middle of the room. All that sort of thing. Now, how much, like, extreme does this theme go? What sort of things can you see in the pictures of this lodge?
So, with all the photos of this little staycation, it's got wood-paneled, I guess, walls. So, it's a very lodge-like, like cabin-esque, sort of vibe, I would say. Yeah. And it's got, like, the bedspreads and everything is red and white. It's got the Colonel's face on all the pillows. It's it's got, like, a Christmas tree. So, it is still Christmas in July themed. So, you can cozy up with all the Colonel Lodge trimmings, I suppose.
And unlimited KFC.
Oh, now that is good. The other thing, great thing is, you wake up in the morning, you know, you've had a lovely sleep in this lodge, and then looking at you on the pillow is the Colonel himself. Eye to eye with the Colonel in the morning.
Yeah, he does make your dreams come true, that one. But what is spectacular, like Scott just said, the lodge butler will be on hand to help with anything they need and, of course, prepare a smorgasbord of KFC for you throughout your stay.
And here's the other great thing as well, right? Because you can have unlimited whatever you want.
Yeah.
So you order, this is what I would do.
Potato and gravy.
Hundreds, just the gravy, hundreds of tubs of it and put it in the bath. And then have, like, an exfoliating scrub in the bath of gravy.
It's funny you mentioned that. Local food influencer Russ Eats is actually on this promotion with KFC.
Oh, lucky.
And so he's promoting it, and he's been out in the Blue Mountains as the, like, almost like the ambassador for it.
Nice.
So he's been out there, and as part of the YouTube, the TikTok video that he made for it, he said, "Here's the pool. Can't go in it. It's full of the Colonel's potato and gravy."
Wow. This is good. I mean,
that's heaven.
And as well, maybe you could, like, you say you want to get, you know, your face and your skin all good afterwards.
The salt.
Well, no, I was thinking you could get some of the Mountain Dew in a special spray and then, like, mist it on yourself so that you get that lovely glow.
Mountain Dew, not do that. Definitely do not do that. That's a terrible idea to spray yourself with Mountain Dew.
Oh, my God.
Mountain Dew, not do that joke ever again. Thank you.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather with Skid.
Good morning. My name is Ivy Denmead. I'm 10 years old in Year 4 and I'm at Belmont North Public School. And I'm today's weather whiz kid. Today's weather forecast is cloudy with a chance of showers, tops of 18 degrees. Right now in Woolsend, it's 12 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, that was fantastic. Well done, Ivy. You've done excellent. You should be very proud of yourself. Now, I do believe earlier in the show you were listening to the part where we talked about what have you dropped in the toilet?
Yep.
And you've got a story. What happens?
So when I was 7, and I used to live at Cessnock, I was wearing a loose scrunchie in my hair.
Yeah.
I was on the toilet. When I finished, it fell out of my hair and went in the toilet.
Yeah.
I thought it was a piece of poo.
Oh, no.
And I accidentally flushed it.
Oh, what a nightmare. And you never get that back, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a loss. That's such a loss. You know what, though? Sometimes the hardest things in life make the greatest stories.
Yeah.
So there you go. At least you got a story out of it, and it got you on the radio. So good stuff. That's a win.
You know what? It's probably best that you didn't try and fish it out of the toilet. Yes. So you did the right thing.
Good life advice.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations, Ivy. You've just scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland, where you can jump, climb, party, and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open open now at Charlestown and Green Hills. Kidswellplay.com.au. And of course, if you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid and read the weather on air for us next week, get on it right now. Head to newfm.com.au to sign up.
There you go. Simple as that. Well done to yourself, Ivy. You're very welcome.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Here is an incredible story, right? So, Bronny James is the son of LeBron James. They got real creative with the names. Anyway, they are, of course, LeBron James, incredible basketball player, perhaps one of the best of all times, many would argue. His son, Bronny James, is also a very talented basketball player.
Runs in the family.
There you go. So much so, he is now joining LeBron James on the Lakers team, and they will be the first father-son duo to play in the same team at the same time of all time.
Oh, my gosh. How young is this guy?
Good
17,
question.
18? Yeah, LeBron's not old.
No, yeah, that's right. So he is young, and they are, like I said, this is a history-making moment because in the past there have been, like, dynasties where, you know, players have played in the NBA but never at the same time. It's extraordinary. So, okay, here, just to give you a bit of information on this, obviously what's amazing, I guess, is there's photos of, like, Bronny James, the son, being carried onto, like, the basketball court to have a look around as a young kid.
That's nuts.
And now they are playing together. You can imagine that there's, like, father-son advice going on.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, LeBron's 39. He turns 40 later on this year. Bronny turns 20 a little later on this year.
So, 19.
He's 19 at the moment. Again, to start his professional career at 19 alongside his dad, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
It does also make you think about some people like to work with their parents.
They do.
So that can work out really well. That's an example of it working really well.
Especially like passing on the family business as well.
That's the other thing. Sometimes, though, it doesn't work so well. So my dad's a carpenter. He's done that pretty much his whole career. When I was about 17, 18, similar age to Bronny James, although I'm not as talented as at basketball, I went out to work a bit with my dad.
Yep.
Didn't work out too well.
What happened?
Oh, look, I'm probably just not cut out for it, I guess, in a lot of ways.
I think as well, it is, like, I get that sentiment. My old man's a tradesman. He's a locksmith. And there's no way I could be a locksmith. I am just not that way inclined. There's, not at all.
There's a certain set of skills and way of thinking that is just different.
Mm.
We had arguments and stuff.
Yep.
I'd carry things the wrong way. You can't even carry a piece of wood the right way. It's important, carpentry.
My folks at the moment are renovating the kitchen. Mm. And so I was down over the weekend and thought, let me help you out a little bit. I know nothing. And I'm trying to help out there, trying to work alongside mum and dad and be like, okay, what can I do? And I was like a lost bubby. Be like, show me something, please let me help. And then dad's like, oh, cut a tile in half or something using the machine. That's fine. I cut it and said, can I sign it? And so that's Scott's tile. That's Scott's tile. And dad's like, The sooner you get out of here, the better.
The faster we can finish this reno. This is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Have you worked with your parents? How did it go? Or maybe you've got your son or daughter that you're trying to get into the family business. Or we want to hear all types of stories, maybe success or maybe not. Let's go to Rutherford first. Trish, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Chris. How are you?
Very good. Now tell us, is it somebody that's followed in your footsteps?
My mum and dad, back in the day, like I was only at primary school, they used to do the home deliveries for Woolworths at Green Hills, and they did it for 5 years.
Okay.
And I used to help them out. And yeah, we did it for 5 years, and it was good. It gave me pocket money, and I helped them out.
So yeah, right. Now, you've got a daughter yourself, right?
Yep.
And what business is she in? Has she gone into the home delivery business too, or...?
No, I've got two daughters.
Yeah.
One's another of three.
Okay, yeah.
She's got three kids, and the other one's a carer for me.
Yeah,
she
right.
She cares for me, because I can't see, so, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, hey, at least you made some money out of the home deliveries back in the day.
Yeah, I did. It was good.
Yeah, yeah, very excellent. Good. All right, hold on the line there.
Headed to Kersley, Savannah, morning. How'd you go working with the folks?
It wasn't me. It was my brother. He's been working with my mum for 10 plus years, actually.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What sort of work going on there?
So he works in a factory situation, and my mum's actually his trainer.
Oh, okay. Oh, and they don't fight or anything? They don't argue?
No, because they don't live together. Mum comes home, and me and my wife and my daughter and son live with my mum.
Oh, wow. So they're not bringing the conversation home at the dinner table. They're not chatting over dinner.
They're not saying, "Oh, you didn't press that button right on the factory line," that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
that's
good,
right.
Good. I'm glad you've got it sorted out. Shall we go to one more? Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go to Sawyer's Gully with Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. What's your story?
My daughter worked in our business, and it was a success story.
Oh, good. Right.
What business?
Chipper hire. Water cart and tipper hire.
Okay. Yeah, right. Do you have a lot of tippers?
We did have. We had, had 13 pieces of machinery.
And how'd you go if you work with your daughter? Did you run out of things to talk about if you're working with them all the time?
No. She was a shearer on property, left a boyfriend and come home from Dunedoo.
Yeah.
And the father told her to go and get a licence. She went and got a truck license, and he put her on a first job, and she's still working for us.
Is this the most
fantastic
country story of all time?
I love it.
A shearer in Dunedoo, and then joined the tipper business. I love this. That was superb. Thank you, Michelle. Absolutely fantastic.
From the city to the country, all roads lead to Hunter City Motor Group, Newcastle and Cessnock. HunterCity.com.au. 105.3 UFM and Hunter City Motor Group. I just came to win. Two great locals. Now, let's find some more. UFM's Night Rider.
And run, don't walk. There's only a couple of days left to get in the draw for this car worth nearly $25,000.
SUV, yes, please.
Oh, it's a superb car. Scott, you're a fan of it. You see it in the car park. You're like, I want that, right?
Well, it's parked currently right out the front of the new FM studios in Sandgate. So as you're driving past, check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Safely, of course.
Of course.
It's a bit wet on the roads today.
Hey, if you want to pull into the new FM car park, stop and have a squiz.
Yeah, there's a couple of visitor spots. You can park there and have a look at the car, see what you could be winning.
Mm-hmm.
Luxury car, almost to 25 grand as well. The interior is leather, it's perfect, it's clean, and a brand new car. Jeez, you want that in this economy.
A little feature of it as well that I know that my family would be happy about, easy to clean. So if you're an OCD clean freak, it's perfect for it.
There we go. How about this? Make sure you've registered if you haven't yet. newfm.com.au. Only a couple of days left. This is the last week. Don't want to alarm anyone, but hurry up. Right, here are the three names for today, or for now, that we're reading out. First one is John Henry from Raymond Terrace, Amanda Sharp from New Lambton, and Prisha Crawford, from Warners Bay. Call now, 4967 4105. Or if you know those people, give them a little text or a ring and say, hurry up and call, because you don't want to miss this chance to get in the draw for the brand new MG ZS. All thanks to Hunter City Motor Group. 14 brands, over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au.
You do have 10 minutes and 53 seconds, though, to give us a call.
New FM, who's on the line?
Amanda Sharp.
From?
Lambton.
Yes! Is the suburb we were hoping you'd say.
That's a trick. We need you to say the suburb as well. So
that's
you've done
it.
Well, Amanda.
Okay. Good stuff, Amanda. You'd be keen on getting yourself a new car?
100%.
Nice one. Nice one. Well, you've done all the things you need to be. Keen to get it and in the draw. So good stuff. Well done.
Awesome. Great start to the day.
So the lesson there is be more like Amanda and make sure you're listening to New FM at all times to get in the draw for the MG ZS. We did have a couple that missed out this time. Prisha Crawford from Warners Bay and John Henry from Raymond Terrace both didn't call up in time.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Okay, guys, I think I'm going to make my dreams come true very, very soon if I'm a lucky winner of a competition.
What's happened?
So this isn't the lotto or, like, you know, the staycation at the KFC Lodge or anything like that. I'm talking about being an extra on one of my favourite Aussie TV shows.
What is that show?
So it's not Neighbours or Home and Away. I have taste. So
Nothing against those who are in Home and Away or Neighbours.
No, they're
might,
all right.
Might we add?
Yeah, sorry, it's just not my cup of tea. That's all right. So the streaming service called Stan, okay, yeah. We've all heard of it, Stan Australia. So they're giving a lucky fan the chance to be an extra in their longest running original series called Bump. Now, have you heard of this before?
Yeah. I've heard of the show. What's it about in a sentence?
Basically, a young woman has relations with a young man still in school. She becomes a mum.
Okay.
Yeah, teen pregnancy, isn't it?
Teen pregnancy. Yeah. Right. But it's a very funny show. They touch upon a lot of good themes. There's a lot of life lessons to be learnt in it, all that jazz. Mm. So their last series is currently in production. Oh, sorry, season of the series is in production, season 5. So what they're going to do is to enter this, I guess, not really to audition, but to apply to be an extra in the show, you have to create a video of yourself telling the showrunners what you would like to see happen in season 5 of Bump.
You know what I instantly think of?
What's that?
They've run out of ideas.
they're scraping the public's opinion. Hey?
How can we get a few free writers' room? Oh, they're exhausted. They've been doing this for 5 seasons. Mm. No more ideas. What do we got?
There's a thing about that exact idea, Crevo, kicking around socials at the moment, that when you apply for a job, you tell us what would you bring to the job and what ideas do you have for the job, and then they go, thanks. Nah, we're not hiring you. And they take the ideas on board. You know what? I reckon you're on the money.
Yeah.
Could well be.
Yeah.
Now, Ari, are you willing to give up your ideas to be a star on a television series?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, actually, because I do want to enter this, so I need your opinion, Scott and Crevo,
okay,
on what kind of angle I should go with this video.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. I've got it.
I've got 4 ideas. So because I have seen the show like twice, you know, all seasons twice, I know exactly what's happened. So to continue on and to kind of wrap up the show, I'm thinking either A, number one, the two main characters called Santi and Ollie who have, you know, that teen pregnancy happening, they end up with each other's best friends in the show. In the 4th season, they just got married, Ollie and Santi. So if they end up with each other's best friends, that would be interesting because their best friends are actually together as well.
Oh, that's
juicy, right?
Yeah, that's juicy.
You're going down a Home and Away road.
I am.
Yeah.
No, you want to make the last season the best one you can.
Yeah, shocking. Yeah, I'm about that.
To also expand on the running themes throughout the show, Ollie and her mum called Angie team up with their environmental activism kind of situation they've got going on and Ollie's political prowess to take down the coal empire.
Nah, that's boring.
If
you go too political, never a good idea.
Well, that's one of the themes in the show, so I'm just trying to appeal to the writers here.
Don't care.
Get rid of that.
Okay, all right, so get rid of idea number 2. Number 3, oh, no, you won't like that one either. Okay.
Give it to me, I never know.
So Ollie has an older brother. He is just mentally weird. He is the weirdest nut of the bunch. Her brother runs for prime minister. Well, her dad learns that he can't live without a constant companion and decides to rescue 3 dogs. And he's, like, really unstable. So him, like, having 3 dogs.
Not as bad as idea 2.
Okay.
But also pretty bad. You are right. I didn't like it.
Okay. Idea and last idea is number 4. Bubbling away below the surface for the upcoming season is a shock other pregnancy announcement. Rima, who's Ollie's best friend, is an expecting mum, but is her on and off boyfriend Vince the father?
No.
We don't know.
Okay, what about this? You make it the same baby daddy.
What do you mean?
Like, as the original one.
So Santi. Her best friend's now husband.
Yeah, do that.
Okay.
Yep, all right.
Sold.
Done, sold. Congratulations. I'm saying use idea 4 with my twist on it, and we'll see if you get the role. Done.
Okay.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
I found out yesterday that my dog, Molly the Whippet, has been running scams on us.
No, I don't believe it. She's too innocent.
Scam culture is a big issue. Warn your parents if they're on mobile devices and stuff that scams are everywhere, right?
In the backyard, you can see Molly's got the burners at the ready. Burn a phone, she's buried one.
Here's what I'm talking about. So over the last few years, we've had a real trouble with cutting her nails. She absolutely hates it. She might let you do one and then she'll just take off and hide in another room.
Well, some dogs don't really cope well with that type of stress.
Well, I don't know.
I, for one, don't get stressed when I cut my nails.
Neither do I. And I don't understand why Molly the Whippet is so stressed about it. She's never had any experiences where it's like chopped too far. You know, if you cut too far on a dog's nails, it bleeds. It's never happened. So there's no reason for it. But she makes such a big song and dance about it. It takes us about an hour, and I say us, it's mostly my wife, Emmy, chasing the dog around the house. Oh, we've cut one in the bathroom. Good job. Now we've cut one over here in the lounge room in another area. It takes ages, and even then we sometimes don't get through it all. So we decided it's time to go take Molly to like a pet groomer to get it done there.
Okay.
I took her in there. It was all done in 10 minutes. And when I got... I went to pick her up because I went to get a coffee or whatever while it was done. She goes, I said, how did it go? She went, oh, it's absolutely fine. No worries at all.
Oh.
Didn't care.
Oh, she's got you good.
And this is what I'm saying. What Molly the Whippet has been doing is each time she gets a nail cut, she's worked out that if she, like, acts up, she'll get a treat. So she's like, if I eke this out for hours upon hours, even over several days, I can work my way through that whole schmacko jar if I'm really crafty about it. Absolute scammer.
Yeah.
Now, one scam is you could say, oh, that's just a fluke. But there's been other ones that she's been running. So one that is a common one she's been running recently is obviously on the weekend, I wake up earlier because of this, like our body clock on this job gets you up.
Yeah, it does.
And I'll give her breakfast. Sometimes I'll go out then and my wife, Emmy, comes out and she sits near the tin where the food is and pretends she hasn't eaten.
Double breakfast.
Double breakfast.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, our dogs do that too.
Scam number two.
Yeah.
Now, two scams you might still be able to argue is, you know, that's not really too bad, but it's a crime spree, I'm telling you, because she, when we ship her off sometimes to my parents if we're going away or something or going out for the night.
Yeah.
She is running all sorts of treat scams there as well. Like, she'll go to my mum and then be like, oh, you know, oh, I haven't eaten for ages. Give you the old puppy dog eyes, get something. Go straight to my dad and tries the same trick straight after.
All I'm hearing here is that you're not feeding her enough. Poor dog is starving. Is waiting for treats.
She gets fed plenty. And here I am, you know, I'm living my life and I didn't realise that I've got a full-blown scammer that's been mooching off us for years.
She doesn't pay rent. She doesn't contribute to the electricity. Yet she's bleeding you dry as Smackos get rid of her.
That's it. And the other thing is, I heard she hasn't paid her taxes in years.
No.
You got to watch out. Dogs be scamming.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And the big changes in the social media world, they come in threes. The first was Elon Musk changing Twitter to X.
Okay.
That was one. The second was Facebook, Meta, that universe, Mark Zuckerberg, announcing the Twitter killer app, Threads.
That's right.
That really just bombed, didn't it? That
hasn't done too well.
Hasn't done too great. Don't know anybody that uses it. And then finally, sticking with the metaverse, they've put onto Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp their platforms.
Sure.
Meta AI.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It's an artificial intelligence that Mark Zuckerberg is calling the best one that you can get for free, in essence. And I don't know a single person who's A, using it, or B, wants it.
Yeah, I agree.
It sucks.
I've been using it, but not wanting to use it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So sometimes I like to go into my, say, WhatsApp messages or WhatsApp and search for something that's been talked about. Say, for example, I've got plans with my family on Saturday, but I don't remember which Saturday. I'll just jump in WhatsApp. This is in the past.
Yep.
And put Saturday in and it comes up. Oh, Saturday, 15th of July. Now I put Saturday in. It says it's like giving me definitions of Saturday. It's telling me what movies are on Saturday. It's just absolutely useless. It is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
And it is inescapable. According to a quick Google search, you cannot get rid of it. So if there is a way around it and you know of it, let us know at the Novos _ because you'll be doing all of us a community service and a good favor by getting rid of it. So I went the extra mile and I asked Meta AI, how do you remove Meta AI? Like, how do you get rid of yourself?
Nice.
So it says Meta AI, and I'm quoting here, aims to be a helpful assistant and is in the search bar to assist with your questions. You can't disable it from this experience.
I've got one thing to say to that.
disgusting.
Yeah, it sucks. And you go, why is it that you're making these changes that are irreversible? And unless you've got your time machine and you want to go back and download the very old first, version. The old version of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp before they introduced this Meta AI, they've thrown it on us. I don't know anybody that's asked for it. I don't think anybody really wants it. And they're making it inescapable. It's infuriating.
Can we just go back to MySpace and be done with it? Like,
I'll put Bebo back on the phones.
There we go. That solved. I'm glad we fixed all that.
UFM. The Novos.
Now, it is a Wednesday, a feel-good Wednesday. Anyone got any plans for today or just a chill-out one in, out of this rain?
Bit of a chill one for me. I'm actually looking at a woman at the moment on a clip online.
Oh, dear.
She's caught her hair in a whisk. In,
what?
Like, one of the electric beaters.
What
and
are you
so
doing?
I want to investigate this story a little bit further. That's going to be my mission for this afternoon.
You know what? Treat yourself. You deserve a special treat like that.
Oh, well, I'm going to probably do my PTC. That's
right for your... You're going to try and be in the next season of Bump. This is the show on Stan.
Yeah, the original series.
So will we get a little bit of this on tomorrow's show?
Maybe. You might be treated to it, but I might get too shy.
No, don't be shy.
No, I'm not a shy person. I tried to get that over the line. I'm not shy at all.
I can't wait. We'll hear it on the show, no doubt. Have a great day, everyone. Happy hump day.
You slogging it today, Crevo? Back work in the old salt mine?
Might do a bit of work in the afternoon. We're training a new person, actually, at Crevo's shop, which is good.
I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
But ever since Esme has come along, your new baby daughter... Your work ethic and your work days have been cut. You used to work 16-hour days, 16 to 18-hour days. What happened?
30 hours, 14 days a week is how I used to work. But I'm just having too much fun. We're hanging out with my daughter. She's it's just too much fun.
So she's the priority over Career versus on Clyde.
Oh, absolutely right. You are absolutely right. Wouldn't be any other way.
Good on you.
Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.